The Town Musicians of Bremen. Once upon a time there was a man who had a donkey, and for years this donkey had carried heavy sacks full of grain to the mill without a word of complaint. But his strength was failing now, and so he couldn't work as hard as he used to. His master was not a very kind man, and he decided it was time to stop feeding the donkey and to kick him out.
I have served him so reliable. I thought I could stay all my life and enjoy my days of old. But there's no good wind blowing for me, folks. I'll have to go and find a better place.
I know what I will do. I want to become a town musician.
Yee-haw!
So he ran away and looked for the road to Bremen. After having walked for a few hours, he found a hunting dog lying by the side of the road, gasping for air like somebody who had run for miles and miles.
Yee! Hi, Grabber! Why are you so out of breath?
Because I'm old and getting weaker every day. I can't hunt anymore. My master wanted to get rid of me, so I ran away as fast as I could. But now, how am I to earn my bread?
Well, our masters weren't grateful for our hard work, but I tell you what, I'm going to Bremen to become a town musician.
Yeah, come with me and take up music too.
The dog looked at him surprised, but since he didn't really have any better plans, he agreed and joined up with the donkey. They walked and walked until they saw a cat sitting at the roadside, making a face like three rainy days, you know, like Grumpy Cat.
What's the trouble, old Whisker Viper?
Dear, oh dear, who can be merry when his neck is in danger? I don't expect you notice, but I'm not as young as I was. My teeth are getting blunt. I used to catch mice and rats, but these days I'd rather sit by the fire and snooze.
My mistress, that mean old woman, wanted to drown me.
So I took off as soon as I could. But where am I to go?
Well, come with us to Bremen. I believe cats understand night music. So you can be a town musician too.
Oh yeah, I've heard your sort singing at night. Come on, come with us to Bremen.
The cat thought this was a very good idea, and they all went along together. It wasn't long, the three runaways came to a farmyard. Standing on the roof was a rooster, crowing with all his might.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
What are you crowing for, Redhead? It's long past daybreak.
I woke up my masters every day, but guests are coming on Sunday day, and now they are going to cook me in a soup. The farmer's wife has told the cook that tonight she's going to chop my head off. I am cock-a-doodle doing at full pitch while I still can.
Well, you'd better come away with us.
We are going to Bremen.
We are going to be town musicians.
Well, dude, anything is better than becoming a soup. I know, when we all make music together, we'll be irresistible.